You're listening to SBS News.
The Namiya family moved to Queensland 25 years ago. Tupa and Lalinga have raised their family in Brisbane, but Lalinga says Tuvalu will always feel like home.
It's just too beautiful. It's a good place to retire, and like what you've heard from my husband, it's stress-free, there's no time for anything. Very relaxed lifestyle over there.
Lalinga's husband, Tupa, shares the same dream.
Our plan was to come and work when the kids grow up and we retire back home, but hopefully it's still there when we retire.
The family is concerned about the future prospect of returning to Tuvalu because the tiny Pacific nation is being swallowed by rising oceans due to climate change. Last year, Australia and Tuvalu signed the Philippi Union, a landmark climate and security pact.
This is a groundbreaking agreement.
It's opened a visa pathway to Australia for people like Lalinga's family.
I am very excited. I have 4 sisters in Tuvalu. I'm trying to get all of them over. I just want to have a sibling, at least a sister, closer with me here, staying next to me.
280 Tuvalu citizens will be granted permanent residency each year as part of the Landmark Pact. Just over 5,000 applications have now been made, more than half of the nation's estimated population, with the lottery having closed on the 18th of July. That's half of Tuvalu's population. Some have speculated the entire population of the Pacific island of Tuvalu could live in Australia within 40 years if demand for a new visa lottery holds. But Pacific Minister Pat Conroy says unlike a lot of permanent resident visas, Tuvalans have a lot of freedom of movement back to Tuvalu.
It is record-breaking. It is a world's first approach to relationship between two countries. We're responding to a request from the Tuvalan government for migration with dignity. And so we do envisage that a fair number of Tuvalans will come to Australia out of a population of around 11,000.
Tuvalu says it's keen for its citizens to have a home to come back to. This year, Labor approved a 50-year extension of the North West Shelf Gas Project, which will emit 90 million tonnes of carbon dioxide per year. But Tuvalu's Climate Minister Maina Vakafua-Talia has been among those asking the federal government to do more to curb emissions.
Opening and subsidising and exporting fossil fuel is immoral and unacceptable.
Pat Conroy says Australia remains a conscientious neighbour, mindful of climate change. The government says there are also other considerations.
How do you explain that to Pacific leaders?
Well, I think that instance is an example of how we do diplomacy in relationship with other countries. We seek to partner with other countries. We don't seek to gag other countries, which is not a claim every other country can make.
That's a not-so-subtle reference to China, which also offers aid, infrastructure and security partnerships. Migration pathways are seen as one area where Beijing can't compete, as Ryan Edwards from the ANU Development Policy Centre says.
Australia's just a remarkably more attractive place to live. We already do have the historical ties. We've got a sort of a vibrant diaspora here, a small one, but we do have that community here. It's just very different, and so it makes a lot of sense for them to use that, I guess, as the avenue for strengthened relationships and engagement.
Greater labour mobility is something Pacific leaders have long called for. The government has responded with a Pacific engagement visa, which also offers permanent residency.
And I'm really focused on making sure those first 3,000 visa grantees have the best possible experience of coming to Australia. And then we'll just see where the numbers go. But at the moment, our policy is 3,000 a year.
But the transition can be difficult, as Lalinga well knows.
As long as they are aware of what it's going to be like with the help of the people who are already settled here, you know, I think they're going to be okay.
Katrina Stirrett, SBS News.